There's much debate over a Trump-Biden presidential debate. The when, the where, how many? A reporter in Manhattan recently asked Donald Trump whether he would like to debate President Joe Biden. Trump didn't hesitate. He reiterated his earlier statement that he is ready to debate Biden, quote, anytime, anywhere, any place, unquote. Bring it on. Joe Biden, in turn, said the same. He didn't back down. He told vulgarian shock jock Howard Stern that he's, quote, happy to debate Trump, unquote. Both Biden and Trump were talking a little smack, pounding their chests, ready and rearing to go. But whether that's good thinking by either man is, well, frankly, a matter of debate. It is for Biden, and especially, I think, for Donald Trump. Remember what happened in 2020. I'm convinced, and I'm not alone, that Donald Trump lost his reelection bid in the first debate with Joe Biden on September 29, 2020. Trump behaved like a maniac. He couldn't keep his mouth shut. Interruption, interruption, interruption. In his defense, well, I know why Trump took such a combative approach. His advisors were probably mindful of Vice President Biden's debate with Republican VP nominee Paul Ryan in October 2012. If you'll recall, Biden was insufferably condescending, smirking, rolling his eyes, rudely scoffing at his opponent like a petulant brat. It was one of the ugliest debate displays I've ever seen. Trump and his advisors in 2020 must have been mindful of that from 2012. And so Trump didn't give old smirking Joe a chance this time around. Each time Biden opened his mouth, Trump pounced. He unleashed himself, throwing punch after punch, even after the bell rang. He wouldn't let Biden even get up off the mat. Not that Biden was any better in the debate. He embarrassed himself this time as well. Though unlike in 2012 with Ryan, he was the one getting pummeled. Frankly, it was much deserved, though it didn't score Trump any debate points with voters. Quite the contrary. In all, Trump-Biden wasn't exactly Lincoln-Douglas. To be sure, Donald Trump redeemed himself in the second and final debate he had with Joe Biden on October 22, 2020. This time, Trump was excellent, much more controlled and measured, but it was too late. In the four-week interim, which included a canceled debate because of COVID, and now with the election less than 2 weeks away, the sitting president, Donald Trump, lost millions of mail-in ballots after that first dreadful debate, which in the narrow election that followed, narrow in terms of electoral college votes in key swing states, was decisive against Trump. Trump in 2024 wants to redeem himself. He's chomping at the bit, ready to attack again. But that will not serve him well again. Trump supporters relish the prospect of an addled, sleepy Joe embarrassing himself on national television, struggling with his debate teleprompter. They're hoping for a humiliating dementia Joe moment. It's a sad wish, yes, but they ought to ask themselves, if Joe Biden has such a moment, would he really lose many supporters? They're going to vote for him and against Donald Trump no matter what. Look at what happened in my home state of Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate debate between John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz. Fetterman couldn't even read from the teleprompter, even when given a teleprompter. Did it matter to his voters? Pfft, not at all. The same would be true if Joe Biden self-destructed on national television. In other words, Donald Trump has nothing to gain but much to lose from a debate. He has been ahead of Biden in the poll since October. That's really unusual for Trump, who never led Hillary or Biden in 2016 or 2020 like that. Trump could do what Biden did in 2020. He could campaign from his basement in 2024. When you're ahead, like Trump is, don't do anything dumb to blow your lead. Restrain your worst impulses, assuming that's possible for Donald Trump. But as for us spectators, we'll sit back and watch the spectacle. But whether the debacle will be good for democracy is a matter of debate. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.